a weak solidarity brigade, Mr. When we celebrated Reconciliation Week, with the government assuring the Taranilius non-land, non-people we would continue to celebrate Reconciliation Week year after year after year. Rest assured, we will make sure we always have to reconcile, Big Supremo Anthony Allsming Uzi, rest assured. We don't wish to steal this important week from you by actually reconciling. And thank goodness the Taranilius non-land non-people were too polite to retort, you may as well, you've stolen everything else. Yes, Anthony, we asked Anthony, since the referendum, what's happened to your promise to adopt the Uluru Statement in full? That promise still stands, but you're doing nothing about it. Of course not. If we did something about it, it would no longer be a promise. Thus, the Taranilius non-land non-people will now have to wait a whole 51 weeks to celebrate again Anthony's promise. But they didn't have to wait an extra minute for the Northern Troubadour Aussie government, building up a commendable record in Taranilius non-land non-people policy, to celebrate Reconciliation Week by announcing no charges would be laid over the death in custody of young Kumajai White. Oh goody, his family was so pleased for the... forces of law and order. The police are totally innocent. But seriously, listener, did we think for one second anyone would be charged? Meanwhile, the caring business class, Hayseed and Sheepshit Party's coalition proposed a simple solution to the reconciliation issue. There'd be no problem if these people, more correctly, these non-people, went back to where they came from. They looked very smug, even earning a hear-hear from that no-notions, that appalling Hoonsun. After all, they had more important things on their minds, or what passes as, with the iconoclastic socialists smashing the economy to smithereens. Indeed, the Troubadour Aussie Capitalist Review has obviously kept abreast of the disaster by listening to The Week That Was. Story this week summing up what we've been stressing since the budget. The headline, all we need to quote, the real winners out of socialist budget shake-up? Tax lawyers. Yes, that says it all. But to their credit, the poor, battered, bruised and bloody caring business class bravely battled on. The Troubadour Aussie Business Profits Council handing big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital a huge carving knife as he pulled the lean-looking remains of the economic roast from the corporate oven. We'll all be in ruins, they predicted, unless you carve some particular economic segments out of the new crippling taxes. Which segments? For a start, all of them. Thus far, Jim has resisted the pressure, while Anthony, what a surprise, is waving like an unset jelly in a hurricane, although he's still saying no. But given the socialists' now renowned courage under fire, all we can say is watch this space and let's hope. Although the depth of the tragedy was highlighted this week by Ryan Stacks of Wealth, scion of Kerry Stacks of Wealth, who run their Perth-based $17 billion conglomerate, including Channel Sloven, Ryan, who worked his way up from the womb, warning capital would flee Troubadour Aussie thanks to the socialists. It punishes aspiration, ignores productivity. Thank goodness Ryan and Kerry have the small 17 bill nest egg to fall back on. In fact, the Troubadour Aussie Rich List published yesterday rates Kerry our 12th filthiest rich of the filthy rich, behind 11 other people and families we know and love. But some good news for the Stacks of Wealth clan. Their Western Troubadour Aussie, even richer of the filthy rich Gina, has invested millions into Channel Sloven, with one former director, when she invested heavily in a rival channel, suggesting she will insist on influencing editorial policy. As if. Understated, underopinionated, all humility, Gina. His silly comment based on nothing more substantial than she opted out of the other channel, sold her shares, when the board moved that its editorial staff should be independent. Well, you don't invest in the media to have a report, to have it report dangerous material like the facts. Facts which caught up with poor Big Four bank Worstpac, sprung for what his honour described as grossly negligent, failing clients who run into a bit of financial difficulty. But in fairness for the very best intentions, as Worstpac explained, it was help them or help ourselves, so obviously it was a no-brainer. Armed with that huge carving knife, the socialists have announced primary producers will be exempt from the disastrous initiative and investment-destroying attack on family trusts. So we reckon Gina and Twitty, who have massive investments in just about everything, including vast swathes of pastoral land, will decide they are primarily primary producers. Although, as we've mentioned in Gina's case, the words family and trust don't exactly hang together. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago Twitty destroying sacred sites of the Terra Nullius non-land non-people he so cares about, fighting them in court for years. Last week, challenging the legality of evil unions signing up the workforce which just loves him. Well, this week he's running ads telling us how much he cares about the environment. Sacred sites are apparently not part of the environment, but given his record, should we just perhaps be feeling for Mother Earth when it comes to her or Twitty making a financial and environmental killing? The Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin launched the week Monday with an attack on the state socialists. Okay, nothing new there. But Vic ALP slammed after backing release of murderer, then huge print screamed, Labour for terrorists. Yes, the socialist conference called for the release of Marwan Barghouti. Convicted Palestinian terrorist, the Wapping Sin informed us. Then, quote after quote from Zionist lobby spokespeople, condemning this anti-Semitic treachery, a threat to the peace process. Just wish someone would tell us what the peace process is, other than non-stop slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation. No, quote, putting an alternate view like the tone of the conference debate, nor that important aphorism, one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter. Not when Lord Rupert and the lobby and Zion know every single non-land, non-person Palestinian is a terrorist. And as Zion continues to seize all the land from the river to the sea, slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation, its puppet, the US of the UN of the US of the world, Big Supremo Donald Trump or the poor, assures us a peace deal, it's never negotiation or agreement, but deal, peace deal with evil Iran is imminent. We are very close. We will bomb them into hell. We are very close. We will bomb them into hell. Showing Donald is right on top of the situation. However, he was upset as he scoffed at that gunman who caused a bit of a panic near the White House, who thought he, the gunman, was the dear baby Jesus. There's only one Jesus, Donald boasted. The greatest Jesus ever, ever. Back here, someone should explain to the independents in Canberra that independent means, wait for it, independent. Once you form a party, you're no longer independent. Independent party, an oxymoron. The only thing it's independent of is independent. To celebrate publication of the filthiest rich of the filthy rich list, a bit of balance. Food Bank reported a huge increase in demand. Parents going hungry to ensure their kids get to eat. A report that there are only 10 electorates where people on the median income can afford to rent. And students from lower income families are falling way behind. See? Balance. Oh, and a real surprise, another report that half the workforce believe they are underpaid. The surprise? But it's not 100%. What are the other half thinking? Then again, the Minister for Caring Business Class Relations, Amanda Rush, not worth much, announced new exciting changes for the unemployed. Major differences like what used to be three streams titled A, B and C are now three streams titled 1, 2 and 3. See? Monumental changes. Thankfully, one monumental change Amanda didn't consider was for the privatised job so-called assistance scheme, which has so worked a treat. But now, listener, news that will make the caviar and lobster and chafers and fine reds taste just a little bitter for the filthiest rich upset. The International Court of Justice finally handed down its decision in a long-running case brought by the International Labour Organization. Stand by for the terrible news, listener. It upheld the right to strike, including shame, Court of Justice, shame, secondary boycotts. As a big end of town caring business class relations lawyer bemoaned, evil unions could use this to challenge Fair Work Trubler Wazee No Longer Work Choices Just Looks Like It laws. Worse, challenges to injunctions against sympathy and political strikes. Heaven forbid! The only small glimmer of light, glimmer of hope, the truth there was his submission to the international case. The right to strike, the socialists argued, was, quote, not unlimited. And here's the really encouraging bit, and a wider appreciation is warranted for strike restrictions than for other aspects of freedom of association, given the economic impact. Aren't workers lucky having the socialists on their side? Finally, trying to recall the genesis of the Socialist Party. Was it formed by evil unions or caring employers? Either way, it's the economy, stupid. Good morning.